No matter where you go in the world, people tend to have a very rigid idea of right and wrong, should and shouldn't, good and bad. The only thing is, people don't agree on those ideas. Different cultures and families and individuals hold very different ideas about what is right and wrong, and most people refuse to question those ideas. But what most people don't know is that rigid ideas of right and wrong tend to serve as a smokescreen for a specific pain or a fear that a person is trying to avoid, which is why people tend to be so unwilling to question them. So stick around if you want to see how right and wrong can serve as a smokescreen, and how to loosen your mental rigidity by facing what is hiding beneath that smokescreen. I'm going to start this discussion by diving into an example. Let's look at Devin. Devin has a very rigid idea of right and wrong regarding sharing information of a sensitive or personal nature. He believes that the right thing to do is to keep anything that might make people see someone in a negative light private and secret. To share it is wrong and bad. Anytime Devin sees a quote or meme about this, he posts it with a sense of righteous aggression. Last week, he posted 3 in a row. This is what they were. Normalize not telling everybody everything. Privacy is not about something to hide, it's about something to protect. And in a world where everyone is overexposed, the coolest thing you can do is maintain your mystery. Thing is, hiding underneath this rigid idea that privacy is right and divulgence is wrong is a deep wound that Devin has not faced or healed. His avoidance of this deep pain is what is fueling this rigid nature of his idea, as well as the intensity with which he defends that idea. Devin was raised by a mother who did not recognize any of his boundaries. For example, if he said no to food, he was force-fed and later given a consequence for not eating. He was expected to meet his mother's needs for affection, as well as be affectionate with whoever it was that was in the household, regardless of whether or not it made him uncomfortable. She decided that he would play piano, despite the fact that he hated it with a passion, and she would tell Devin all kinds of terrible things about his father in order to triangulate him. In his teens, Devin's mother read through his journal and found out that he had been interested in other boys. She immediately flipped out, made herself the victim to it, and drug him to the church bishop for conversion therapy. This experience felt like such an intense violation and such an intense betrayal. There was no one around to help him work through what happened, of course, so it became a huge trauma. He connected the very idea of divulgence and sharing and openness with the pain of not only this event, but also the pain of growing up with a boundary violator. He developed a serious aversion because of this. He saw privacy as the way to avoid this pain. This unresolved trauma of his often gets triggered by things like raw open conversations, or by reality TV shows where someone's confessions are being broadcast to the world, or by social media influencers who he is convinced are oversharing about themselves with the public. And if somebody reveals anything about him to someone else, behind his back and he finds out about it, he considers them an enemy instantaneously. By deciding that divulgence is wrong and privacy is right in such a rigid way, Devin accomplishes many things. 1, it keeps him from touching into the pain beneath his fervency. The idea that divulgence is wrong, period, the end, makes it not questionable. This means he can leave it beneath the floorboards. And rather than focus on it, he can project a big no outward toward the world. When people decide fervently that something is wrong and bad, it is like a huge nope, decided, not going there. There is a resistance to exploring around the subject, and an even bigger resistance to considering opposing opinions because it dredges up the fear and pain that they are avoiding with their rigid stance. In other words, it's a protection strategy. 2, it makes the world feel stable and predictable and safe. If things are right and good, people are more likely to do it. And if things are wrong and bad, people are less likely to do it because people really want to be right and good and really don't want to be wrong and bad. 3, it allows him to hold everyone else to the conduct that he himself needs from others without having to ask them. Instead, he can avoid having that direct conversation and admitting to his own needs and simply guilt them if they fail to conduct themselves in that way. And even better, he can feel like he is right to have that expectation. That's very appealing, especially for people who fall on the codependency spectrum. 4. Making it a general rule for people is a way of preventing other people from experiencing the pain that he experienced. Of course, he runs the risk of globalized projection by doing this. 5. It helps him to avoid his shame and instead feel relief in being the one who is in the right, and therefore being the one that is good. Of course, Devin's rigidity is causing him problems as well as other people problems. For example, he lacks intimacy in his relationships and justifies keeping people at a distance. He does not communicate when he should. He refuses to be vulnerable enough that his therapist is even able to really help him break through anything. Other people who are friends with him feel like they are walking on broken glass around what they can and can't talk about all the time, which causes a lot of pain for them and, quite frankly, makes it so they don't include him a lot in the things they're doing. This is especially painful for one of his friends who was the victim of incest that was kept secret. Why? Because this person only feels safe when everything is out in the open for everyone to see. Devin is deeply lonely, and everyone feels kept at arm's length by him, and whenever somebody shares something intimate or vulnerable on their social media accounts, they can basically look forward to being looked down on by Devin and shamed, at the very least, assuming they didn't already get a passive-aggressive meme sent to them about privacy. If Devin were to really intentionally face his resistance to whatever he has judged as wrong and bad, in this case, divulgence, he would end up smack dab in the middle of what was never resolved. The pain and the fear residing in his being, still, that he is guarding, and that keeps getting activated, and that keeps getting triggered by anything that feels like divulgence or exposure. If he actually managed to do healing work around this pain and this fear, the rigidness of his idea of right and wrong on the subject would dissipate, as would the emotional charge around it. And he would no longer be enforcing it as a rule on everyone and everything in existence. Whenever you become aware of a charged idea of right and wrong as an exercise, use that in the opposite way that it's been used before. Instead of using it as a way of stuffing down things and keeping them out of view, use it to alert you to the fact that there is a fear or pain that you are trying to avoid, and go toward that fear and pain instead of away from it. Ask yourself, what am I using this, no, this is wrong and bad, to prevent or avoid? And rather than continue staying locked in the cycle of trying to prevent and avoid it, go there deliberately and consciously. Let the fear and pain arise and work on healing what needs to be healed in whatever way you feel called to. If you want to try out two really amazing healing processes that will work on this, you can try emotional experiencing, which I explained in my video titled How to Do the Emotional Experiencing Process, and or the Completion Process. You can learn how to do this by reading my book quite literally titled The Completion Process. You don't have to panic about this exercise, because this exercise is not about getting yourself to approve of something that is harmful, or saying yes to something that's a no for you, or becoming something that you don't want to become, or losing a sense of conscience. It's about resolving your own resistance, fear, and pain. It's about healing what needs to be healed, so that you can approach the world in a better way. Humanity will be limited, approach things from the wrong angle, respond in the wrong ways, and cause themselves as well as other beings harm, so long as rigid ideas of right and wrong remain a strategy for avoiding pain and avoiding fear. But here's the good news. You can step out of that cycle by diving into, exploring, and resolving the fear and pain being smokescreened by your rigid ideas of wrong and right. And by doing so, set yourself free, approach things from a better angle, respond in the right ways, and benefit yourself as well as the other beings that share this earth with you. Have a good week.